This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, looking for a way to help you grow stronger in your spiritual life. And so each weekday morning at this time, we go to God's Word together and just take a little time out of our day to spend time with God. Just the beginning of a day spent in fellowship with Him, listening to Him, speaking to Him, asking His involvement in our lives. We're talking about becoming strong in the Lord this week. Yesterday we saw that one of the ways of becoming strong in your spiritual life is to learn to give financially to the kingdom of God. God is not desperate for your money, but God wants you to learn what is really important in life. He wants you to invest in His kingdom, to say, I am willing to sacrifice something for myself in order to build the kingdom of God. I want to be involved in eternal things, not just in things that will make me happy for a little while and then will be gone. You know, when you give to God, really, you're just using His money in the way that He would want it used. Everything we have was given to us by God. Your job, whatever you inherited, the money you're making in your investments, all of those things are from God. And we need to learn to use that money in the way that God would want us to use it. And the result is God at work in our inner lives. Today we come to Hebrews chapter 10. And it says, starting in verse 19, since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, His flesh. Talking about when He died on the cross. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching, the day when Christ returns. And so, one of the most important steps to becoming strong in the Lord is to learn not to be a solitary Christian, not to try and maintain your spiritual life by yourself. And maybe you would say, well, I hang out with other Christians quite a lot. But do you share together in each other's spiritual lives? Do you talk about what God is teaching you? Do you share what you're getting out of your times in the Word? Do you ask one another, how can I pray for you? Do you support each other in the struggles of life? Do you even know what the people you spend time with are struggling with? Learn to get down to a deeper level in your relationships with people, and learn to turn that time together into something that makes you strong in the Lord. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.